today. The candidates who want to serve you as Overton County Commissioner, Allgood City Councilman, and Van Buren County Mayor. Welcome to Meet the Candidates from Live Rock 95.9 and News Talk 94.1. I'm Tom Duggan. Today, our series continues where you get the chance to hear from the candidates, where they stand, the issues that are important in their minds, where they want to take the Upper Cumberland moving forward. We begin today's program with Robert Boykin, candidate for the Overton County Commission in District 2. Robert, it's great to have you with us on the program this evening. Let's start out finding out what led to your decision to run for the Overton County Commission.
I have actually ran once before, but I didn't really seek the position. But I've been involved in local government all my life. I've worked for the Board of Education. I've worked with the local sheriff's office. Back in the 90s, I was a sheriff's deputy, and I just wanted to be involved in all the decision-making of the local government and the local budgets and be involved and have hands-on of that environment. That's what drove me to do it. I wanted to be more involved in my community.
You mentioned a few things you've been involved in, including that. What other experiences in your life do you feel help you make a good candidate for the county commission?
Well, I was also a supervisor at Berkline Corporation and done the budget area. I worked at the sheriff's office as a deputy. I seen the community. I was out in the area. I worked on the mountain. I also have a degree from Tennessee Tech. I was a graduate at Tennessee College of Applied Technology. I'm currently seeking my master's right now at Tech. I work for the Department of Homeland Security, and now I'm currently an instructor at the local TCAT in Crossville.
What do you feel like are the most important characteristics in being a good county commissioner?
Being able to work with a balanced budget. That's the main thing. The money coming in, we can't have more money going out. And that is the main thing about working with the county commission. It's all on budget, and that's what we need to work with and focus closely on.
Have there been any types of issues or events that maybe also helped influence your decision to run for county commission?
Here lately, it's just been mainly just the budget and watching what all is going on. We've had a generous benefactor in our community with the Miller Von Oakley, and the passing of him has been detrimental because he helped out our community so well. He built us a nice building for our county services building, and that has helped us by not being where we wasn't out so much money with our library and our local college. We just need to focus more on getting work in the community as well. And there has not been a lot of industry coming in, and that's what I would like to see a little bit more of us work on the jobs, get more jobs in our area.
Robert, you touched on jobs there and industry, and I wanted to talk about growth a little bit. And what areas do you think Overton County would benefit most in terms of growth?
Well, we have several areas. We have several industrial areas. We need to take and try and bring in parts manufacturers, any kind of thing that bring it to unskilled laborers. We have a workforce out there that we need to put to work, and we need to be able to try and get those into our community as much as we can. We need to work closely with our local schools as well and educate those people and get not only the unskilled but the skilled laborers. There is a high demand for several positions in the county, the linemen, the diesel mechanics, diesel drivers. All those are in demand right now. We need to kind of focus on trying to work with our local TCAT to get all those in the area and get those positions filled.
Robert Boykin is our guest on Meet the Candidates. He is challenging for a seat on the Overton County Commission out of District 2. Robert, we're at a time where people seem to be in demand for more and more services. How do you go about prioritizing those services?
Well, it's based on need. Our community is expanding. We have a lot of people moving in from outside of our community. And the services that we need to focus on is being able to provide everybody with the housing community, supplying with places to live, supplying affordable housing. That's one thing that's very important is the affordable housing market. If we can't keep up, we're going to lose all the people that's moving in, and that's our tax money that's coming in, our tax flow, our revenue. And if we lose the revenue, we lose expansion with local offices.
One of the county's biggest fund expenditures, and this goes for any county, is schools. Do you feel the local school system has been a good steward of the money being spent on local schools?
Right now, we're school systems are suffering all across the state of Tennessee. The demand, we need to take and focus more on paying our teachers more money. That has been a big issue with because our local county does not pay as near as the surrounding counties. Now, of course, we have smaller counties like Clay and Pickett that is competitive with us, but we have others. So, I mean, you can lose a teacher that'll just up and go, and it might be a $6,000-$7,000 pay difference just by driving 15-20 minutes down the road. And we need to work more on our paying our teachers a salary, get their salary up where they're more competitive to the local market.
Robert, how important do you feel it is for the county to have a strong working relationship with the city of Livingston?
The city of Livingston is our mainstream of everything that flows through our county. Any part of it that you get there, you have to flow through Livingston. So you must have a working environment with the city alderman and be able to work with the mayor as well, because you have water services, utility services, everything that comes through that area there. So you have to be able to supply anybody that is coming in, any industrial growth that comes has to be diverted through that city. So you're going to have to work with anybody and anyhow. You're going to provide them security. You're going to have to work with them, make sure everything is available for us, fire services, anything that we need, we're going to have to work with the city. So it's going to have to work in relationship totally with that bunch.
Robert, as you meet with and speak with local voters in the 2nd District, what are you hearing from them in terms of what their concerns are?
Right now they're just worried about, most of what we hear about is the inflation. Our local government doesn't have a lot with to do with the inflation. I mean, we do impose certain taxes, and I would like to keep those where they are. There should be no need to raise with everybody that's moving in, all the property taxes and stuff rising. That's going to accommodate for the rise in the need for paying local deputies, county workers. Should be able to get the raises and everything with all that extra money that's coming in here. Of course, land taxes, they're not going to go up. It's just the appraisal of the properties will go up. When the appraisal of the properties goes up, that means more tax fund revenues will come in.
Robert Boykin, if you are elected to the county commission, what will the voters of the 2nd District be getting in Robert Boykin as 2nd District County Commissioner?
Well, you'll get somebody who was born and bred in that district. My whole family is from that area. I've lived there all my life. I would like to see more growth in my community in the outerlying areas. I'd like to see more activity done. I'd like to actually see more of the roads and stuff taken care of more, but that would be, you have to work with the local road superintendent as well. They will get a dedicated person who watches over the area as well and pays attention to what is going on. And my phone number will be available to anybody who wishes to call me and discuss anything at all from that area.
Our guest has been Robert Boykin. Again, he is challenging for a seat on the Overton County Commission out of District 2. Up next on Meet the Candidates is Mr. Darwin Clark. Darwin is the incumbent candidate for the Overton County Commission out of District 2. Darwin, it's good to have you on the program. Let's go back to when you initially sought the office of Overton County Commissioner. What was it that factored into your decision to seek a seat on the County Commission?
It was back in 2006 when I first ran for County Commission. And, you know, at that time, the county was having to pay higher taxes, and the community seemed to be out of touch with what county government was doing and what direction it was headed in. So I decided to put my name in the hat. One of the former commissioners out there that was well-liked in District 2 retired, and I stepped into his position and tried to fill his shoes and try to reach out to my community and help them in any way they needed, give them any kind of guidance that they didn't understand about county government or any issue that they may have with the county government, whether it be with a department of any kind or they're just having trouble getting things done that they need to get done. So that got me interested in it, and I've been doing it ever since. You know, I'm up again for re-election this August, and I'm hoping that that my past record will help me just to continue to do the services I've been provided in.
Darwin, with your years on the commission, what do you feel like are the most important characteristics in being a good county commissioner?
Well, first of all, to be a good county commissioner, you got to listen. You've got to hear what the people are saying, not just in my district, but countywide. You know, once I get elected in District 2, I try to help the entire county. It doesn't matter if it's District 3 or 4 or 5 or whatever. If somebody's got an issue with the county government, I try to help them with that. You know, the last few years we've been focused on trying to keep the tax rate low. We've been trying to build some new buildings in the county. We got work now that we didn't have back when I got elected. Most of the people who wants to work in the county are working. We've got one of the lowest rates for unemployment in the Upper Cumberland, so I'm awful proud of that. We continue to do that and continue to bring more industry in. Main thing is just helping the community. I've lived here all my life, and you've got to know the community. The community's got to work together, and the county's got to work together to be successful, and that's what we've been able to do the past few years.
Darwin, in terms of growth moving forward, what are some areas that you feel like you'd like to see some growth in Overton County?
Well, the biggest thing is industry. I think we need to continue to grow in that area. We are starting to get a lot of people are moving back down here from other states, and it's because of our low tax rate and, you know, the atmosphere that we are. And I think employment is the number one thing. You know, if you got jobs and you got kids graduating from college and high school and so forth, when they get out, they don't have to leave the county. They can get a job here if they choose to. When I graduated college and from Tech in 1988, there wasn't a lot of good job opportunities in Overton County. You had to either go to Cookeville or you had to even go as far as Nashville to get a good paid job. So now we've got some good paying jobs there. We've got the lettuce factory that's paying good money now. We've got Fitzgerald's Trucking Company here that's paying good wages. And we are working on a couple of other factories to try to come to the area here in the next 2 to 4 years. I think that's the number one thing, is just being able to grow and work together, provide jobs, and keeping the people informed of what the county's doing.
Darwin Clark is our guest. He is seeking re-election to the Overton County Commission out of District 2. Darwin, we're at a time when people seem to be in demand for more and more services. As a county commission, how do you go about prioritizing those services?
That's a big juggling process. Everybody has a different opinion or a different type of service that they want. You can't please everybody being in an elected position. But, you know, I try to prioritize, and for me, it's family first. And then children second, jobs, and then recreation and, you know, and so forth. But, how times are now, it's hard to a lot of communities have a hard time holding things together, and a lot of counties are due to the changing times and things that are happening in Washington and other places. We just try to help the entire county when we're working toward something. That's really hard to answer, Tom, because everybody has a different service. But we try to provide, you know, we try to keep the roads up. We try to provide a place where they can dump their trash. We try to provide, if they need assistance with health care, we send them to the local health department. We're trying to meet everybody's needs, but it takes a lot of money to cover everybody's needs. So, you know, and once we've had several requests about a dog shelter in the county, and we would love to have a dog shelter in the county, but we can't afford it. I mean, we'd have to raise taxes several cents just to even afford to do an animal shelter. We couldn't staff it. We couldn't house because we just don't have the money to do it. So for us to continue where we're at, keeping our tax rate low, it's under $2. It's $1.97. We are trying to keep that maintained and provide the current services that we got. Now, at some point, I really believe that things will change once we get more revenue coming into the county, more business in the county. We might be able to build that dog shelter one day, but at this point, you know, we can't, and we're not able to do a lot of different things other than what we're doing.
Darwin Clark, if you're reelected to the Overton County Commission, what would you say to the voters that they would be getting in Darwin Clark as their ongoing county commissioner?
Well, they've got experience, number one. I've been, like I said, I've been here since 2006. I sat on several committees that I are involved in, that I chair. I want them to know that they're going to still be represented in my district. If they have any problems, to call me. Anybody in the county's got a problem, can call me. And I will try to answer that question to the best of my ability. And if I don't know the answer to the questions, I'll find out, and I'll get back with you. But I think that I need to continue to lead and continue to grow with the county, continue to seek new ways to provide jobs and services for the county. And I just want them to know that I've done that in my tenure as a county commissioner in District 2, and I will continue to. And the biggest thing is that being able to listen to what they have to say and make sure they are getting the services or getting an answer to their question. And that's what I continue to plan on doing, is being there, available, and helping my community and my county.
Darwin Clark has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, he is seeking re-election to the Overton County Commission out of District 2.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
Next on our program is Mr. Lloyd Norris. Lloyd is challenging for a seat on the Allgood City Council in the upcoming election. Lloyd, it's good to have you on the program. Why the decision to run for City Council? What factored into that decision?
Well, I had a number of people to contact me and want me to get back in the race and try to get back on the council. There's several things we want to try to get accomplished up here. Keep the city moving forward. You know, and some of the streets need to be finished paving. We got a major water line expansion they're looking at. We're going to try to help them on that. Basically, keep the city moving, keep the taxes low. There's a lot of elderly people lives in the city of Allgood, and we need to keep that tax rate low as long as we can. Try to help those elderly people out, and not only the elderly people, but everybody. You know, the times are hard right now, and I've been a citizen of this town for 71 years, and I spent 40 years of that 71 in the fire department, getting it going and getting it where it's at now. And then 21 years of that, I was a fire chief up here, and I just helped get a lot of stuff going. You know, I got to help get the city hall built and farmers market and part of the new fire department. To me, this city is part of my life. I've been here, you know, like I say, 71 years, and I've just been involved in a lot of things in the city, and know a lot of people that lives here, and I just want to try to help keep the city running and help the people of this town in any way I can.
Lloyd, when you look at the growth that's going on all across Putnam County, how has that had an impact on the city of Allgood?
Quite a bit, because the city of Allgood has grew a lot in the last few years. They've got this new park expansion going on up here. Hopefully, they can get it completed here for too many more years. And it's grown a lot. This city has grown. The population has grown here in the city. You know, there's been a lot of apartment complex built and people moved in and got good schools here. And it's just a lot of people moving to this area. It's an affordable area to live in.
How concerned are you about the infrastructure due to all the growth that's coming into Allgood?
Well, as long as our tax rate can stay good, you know, and the business keep growing like they have and keep that going, I believe our infrastructure will be good because, you know, infrastructure is good in a way. You just got to take and watch it real carefully and maintain it. You know, these sewer expansions being done already here, and there'll be more need to be done. To me, this town has really grew in the last several years.
Lloyd Norris is our guest on Meet the Candidates. He is challenging for a seat on the Allgood City Council. Lloyd, would you like to see more business coming to the Allgood area? And likewise, what do you feel like Allgood offers that is attractive to new business?
Well, I'd like to see some more good restaurants come into Allgood. We need some good restaurants up here, like on Big Mac Drive. You know, it'd be nice to have some good sit-down eating restaurants there. And, you know, we've got a couple of good restaurants here now, and we've got one new location here. It's a pizza place, and it seems to be doing real good. And the Allgood Diners, you know, been here for years. It seems to be doing good, and that's a plus. But, you know, we're right here, right off of this 111 highway, and that's a major route between the north and south, and there's a lot of traffic on 111. And that way people can jump off here and shop and buy gas, eat. It's just a handy place to stop, you know, like especially like the people in Overs County, and jump off right here and get their gas and maybe do some grocery shopping. Don't have to go way out of their way anywhere else.
Lloyd, with growth comes a demand for more and more services. How do you go about prioritizing those services?
Well, you prioritize them by the needs that you need the worst, like your water, your sewer, your garbage, your police. You know, we got a good police department up here, and we just want to try to keep that services going for the people of this community. That's just part of the growth and needs of a city like this.
How important do you feel like it is for the city of Allgood to have a good working relationship with the Putnam County government?
It's very important. Very important to me it is, because Putnam County has the resources too. If Allgood needs a help, or police department, fire department, any department in the city government needs help, you know, they're there waiting to help the city. And they've been really good about doing that. I think a working relationship between the city and county is really important to me.
Lloyd Norris, during your campaign, as you've spoken with local voters, what do you hear from them in terms of their concerns?
The main thing I've heard and talked to me about is keeping their taxes low and providing the services that the city provides. We've got a good garbage pickup. We've got a good police department. We got ambulances up here now. We got two ambulances stationed here in Allgood at the fire department. That's a plus for the citizens of Allgood. And that's part of what, you know, I hear the people I've talked to, the voters, they want and they appreciate, you know.
If you are elected to the Allgood City Council, what will the voters be getting in Lloyd Norris as their city councilman?
Well, I've been on the city council before. I spent 9.5 years before, and I think I've done a good job for the people. I tried to treat everybody the same. I don't try to show no partiality to nobody. I vote from my heart, and I look at what's best for the citizens. They come first to me, the citizens, and, you know, I just feel like, you know, if I get elected, the citizens will have a plus on their council and have a voice in the council.
Our guest has been Lloyd Norris. Again, he is seeking a seat on the Allgood City Council in the upcoming August election. Tim McPherson is our next guest on Meet the Candidates. He is seeking a position on the Allgood City Council in the upcoming election. Tim, it's good to have you on the program with us today. What made you decide you wanted to run for the Allgood City Council?
Well, you know, as citizen of All Good, I've really felt that the council has made some good strides in the last few years. And, yeah, I want to be a part of All Good's continued growth. And I would really like to see that we have some focused growth and progression along lines of, you know, new business developments and recreational options and, you know, continue to develop, you know, safety measures here to make All Good the best city that it can possibly be, you know, because we all benefit if we have a better All Good.
What experiences do you feel help make you a good candidate for the city council?
Well, I am a single father and taking care of my two kids, and they both attend schools here in All Good. My son Magnus is a student at All Good Elementary. My daughter Skylar is a student at All Good Middle School. And I really feel that to make a better, you know, tomorrow for them, everybody needs to step up to make tomorrow the best it can be. I used to work, I'm currently disabled, but I worked at Lowe's and with the public, and I worked at IWC in the shipping department there. I met a lot of people. I've, you know, listened to a lot of people, and I feel that, you know, going forward, we need leadership, friendship, and service, which is the motto of my fraternity that I was in when I was a student at Tennessee Tech, Alpha Phi Omega. We are the National Service Fraternity, and we really live by the principles of, you know, friendship, because without friendship, without knowing the people around you, you know, you can't effectively lead. And service to, you know, our fellow citizens is the driving factor. So I think I can really help the people of All Good.
Tim McPherson, our guest on Meet the Candidates. He is seeking a seat on the All Good City Council. Tim, have there been any particular issues of interest that have maybe also helped to influence your decision to run?
Well, I think here in All Good, just like around the area, we've obviously had an increase in the property values have went up. And with that, we get an increase in property taxes, you know, will come from that. So with more property taxes coming in, we can use that to develop, you know, better services for the people of All Good. We can, and one thing we're working on is the new city park, which is coming along. They've started construction. The park will be a good recreational area for people of all ages. You know, we're trying to get some features in there for not just the children, but for the adult. One man I was speaking with recently was really, really interested in the walking trail and was hoping that that would be finished as quickly as possible. So that park is really going to be something special for All Good to look forward to, and I really want to help make sure that that park comes along and is developed to be a great space for the people of All Good. We need to bring in more businesses. And recently, we have had a good growth in our downtown area with, you know, the coffee place and the pizza place. And we really need to bring in more businesses in the downtown area. And it really seems like people are realizing All Good is a good place to set up business. And I would really like to see something I would like to see is development of maybe, you know, Baxter has their depot, Cookville has their depot, Monterey has their depot. Unfortunately, All Good's depot was tore down. I would kind of like to see maybe that brought back a reproduction of that put back up to serve as a museum for All Good. I think that would be a great thing.
Tim, as you've spoken with some local voters and got to listen to their thoughts, what are some concerns and things of interest that they are letting you know about?
Well, one thing I have heard from a couple of citizens is we have a lot of trees in this city, And unfortunately, as everybody's aware, we've had ice storms recently that have brought down several tree branches. We've had, you know, strong winds and, you know, tornadoes and such that have brought down several tree limbs. And unfortunately, when the tree limbs go down, they take the power lines down with them. So some of the newer developments have submerged power lines. And I was thinking, you know, why couldn't we retrofit the entire city so that we would have completely submerged power lines? And one, I think that would make our city look more beautiful. And two, it would cut down on the chances of power outages during, you know, extreme weather. So that's one thing that some people have told me. People want more safety when it comes to sidewalks. Now, we had a couple of years ago, we did put in a whole mess of new sidewalks, and that helped out. But there's still problem areas. You know, there's always going to be problem areas. There's always going to be areas that need to be addressed. So there's still a few areas that people have, you know, said they would like to see more sidewalks. And we just need to keep working towards, you know, making Allgood a more beautiful, a safer place to live, I think.
As we wrap up today, what would the Allgood City voters be getting in Tim McPherson should they elect you as city councilman?
Well, they'd be getting a councilman that would be there for them, that would be, you know, willing to put in, you know, the time to make sure that they are truly represented, that their voices are heard. You know, as a single father, you know, I want Allgood to be the best possible city that it could be. And I would dedicate myself to making sure that that's what it is.
Tim McPherson has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, Tim is seeking a seat on the Allgood City Council in the upcoming August general election.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
One of the candidates for Van Buren County Executive is Jessica Chrisom.
Well, I wanted to run to have a little bit of a change up here, to be able to start a fund balance for the county, to be more transparent with everyone, great communication, so everyone knows what's going on.
Is there weakness that you see in those areas that needs to be corrected?
I think it's just getting the knowledge out to the citizens is the biggest thing, you know, that we hear a lot of complaints about. And our fund balance is good right now, but, you know, it can always be better, you know. There's no harm in having lots of money for unexpected.
Most of us cannot imagine stepping out and running for public office. Has it been something that's been on your heart for a long time?
Not really. When the mayor announced he was going to retire, I prayed about it for a while, and I decided there's no way I'm going to run for public office because I'm not a politician. But then I spoke with the girl I work with. We work really well together, and we talked about it, and I prayed about it some more. And then, you know, I decided, well, I'm going to try this. I know everything that goes on. I'm great with budgets, you know, and if it is, it is, and if it isn't, it isn't, so...
What do you think is the most important part, the most important traits, let's put it that way, of a successful county mayor slash county executive?
I think communication, being able to talk to people, you know, having a good rapport with people, getting out in the community, even, you know, like right now, there's lots of events going on. You know, when you become mayor, just attending those that, you know, not when you're just running for something, but, you know, getting involved in the community, being around people, talking to people, getting to know them.
There's also the role of leadership and working with a lot of different people, from the school board to the sheriff's office to the road department, working with county employees. What is your leadership style?
I'm just very easy to get along with, I feel like. You know, I'm very straightforward. I'm going to say what's on my mind. But I'm also, I'm not just, you know, I have empathy for people. I'm not going to be rude or, you know, step on somebody's toes. You have to be, you know, considerate of other people's feelings as well, even when you're in a leadership role. You know, you can't just be, you know, horrible to people. You got to, you know, have sympathy for people.
To take that a step further, we live in a world where many of us don't want to get involved in things political. We want to sit on the sidelines, and many of us complain about things. How do you try to get people involved?
Well, I think, and I see it a lot in the last several years, even from when I was a kid, you know, like our community centers, that's a good example. When I was a kid, we used to meet and have dinners at our community centers that was fundraisers for the centers, or even our youth programs. When, you know, my kids were younger, my older girls, when they were younger, we were all involved in that. And now you barely get a team, you know, two teams on those leagues, and people just don't get out and get involved anymore. And that will be a struggle, especially with social media the way it is, and with our younger folks. You know, it's not socializing like it used to. Everybody socializes through the internet or some kind of social media platform. So I think we need to bring those events back. And, you know, if they work, they work. And if they don't, well, then we tried, you know, encouraging people to get out and get to know people in the community.
Jessica Grissom is one of the candidates for Van Buren County Mayor as we head to the polls. One of the issues that has gotten a lot of attention in Van Buren County is the use of grants. Are you in favor of using grants to pay for projects?
I am in favor of grants that are beneficial to our county. If it's something that our county will benefit from, or the people, the citizens, you know, in the county will benefit from, absolutely. You know, if it's something that we just don't need, but it's free, you know, I would look at the maintenance of that in the long run and, you know, determine from there if it's really beneficial for our county.
Have you seen changes in the way county government has been run in the last several years in terms of trying to stay within the means of the county?
I think, especially, of course, in the last 2 years, when you see a difference in your home life, when things start to go up, and now especially with inflation, people don't make that connection that your county government is experiencing that inflation too. You know, if we buy, for example, for the jail, you know, their toiletry supplies, their food has drastically gone up. So yes, if you see it in your home life at home, and you can tell a difference there, then the county government's going to be able to tell a difference too. You know, I don't think people think that, but yes, especially the last 2 years, and even getting supplies. We've had, you know, a difficult time getting cleaning supplies, or of course at one time toilet paper, but fortunate we've, you know, been able to get those supplies over the last several years. So
we finally have weathered that shortage. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Jessica Grissom is with us. She's one of the candidates for Van Buren County Mayor. One of the hot buttons that you hear in any election is we want growth. What role does the county mayor play in growth for the county?
Well, I think growth in our county has been significant here lately, you know, especially during COVID. A lot of people want to get out of those big cities and move to like rural parts of the county. And, you know, growth is great for anywhere. I think people get disappointed when they move here and we don't have a lot of the common amenities that Cookeville or Sparta has, but I think one thing unique about our county is we have the nature side of it. You know, a lot of our county is taken up by a state park, which is wonderful. And we may never see that growth to where, you know, we become like Cookeville. But, you know, small growth with small businesses or small places to eat and things like that, we would love to see those things here, of course.
So the opportunity to use tourism, for example, as a way to grow the economy.
I think that is our biggest downfall, is that we do not use tourism as much as we should, because there is so much traffic to that state park that, you know, a lot of our smaller businesses or people that want to open businesses here could really benefit if we promoted our tourism in this county.
How important are the schools and programs to try to develop students, CTE, those types of things? The commission, the county mayor, they obviously play a role in funding the schools. How important is that to the future?
Well, that's absolutely important. The kids are our future. You know, the school board does do the budget. Of course, it passes through the commission before it goes on to the state comptrollers for approval. But, you know, I think Cheryl Coles is superintendent. I think she does very well. You know, I still have kids in school, and I'm very pleased with. I love the small town, and, you know, that our kids all know each other. I think it's very beneficial to be able to socialize and know everyone.
Are there one or two questions that people have asked you most as you've talked and campaigned during the last several weeks?
A lot of people have voiced concern that, you know, the current mayor, oh, you're just running, he's asked you, or, you know, but he hasn't. He, you know, I respect Greg, he's my boss. But we, of course, like I said in the debate, we're just two totally different people, different opinions, different lifestyles. We just, you know, have different perspectives of things. And I do want people to know, you know, that my main goal is to build a fund balance. You know, Heather and me work well together. We're both very frugal. You know, I just foresee that in the future, if things come up, I want to be able to have that money sitting there so that we don't have to go and ask for a tax increase. We don't have to go and ask for, you know, some kind of tax anticipation note. So that's my biggest thing. And, of course, the water. You know, our water is just a very big problem up here. The county mayor has very little to do with our water because it's run by the city, and the city has its own government and its own mayor. But, you know, the county, we have over a $2 million grant right now that's going through to help the water system. And I am absolutely all for assisting in any way that we can from the county's perspective to, you know, help in that situation to get water to be what it needs to be for our county, because I would love to drink our water, but, you know, we don't. We all just drink bottled water up here.
Some of the issues that Van Buren County's electorate concerned about as we approach Election Day. Jessica Grissom is one of the candidates for Van Buren County Mayor. Jessica, we appreciate you spending time with us.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
Our next guest on Meet the Candidates is Miss Robbie Melton. She is seeking re-election to the Overton County Commission out of District 1. Miss Robbie, it's good to have you on the phone line with us this morning. I want to go back and ask you a question. When you first decided you wanted to run for Overton County Commission, what was it that led to that decision?
Well, Tom, I had recently retired from UT Extension after 34 years of working in the county, and I just wanted to continue to serve the county and see what I could do to assist the county moving forward.
What do you feel like are the most important characteristics in being a good county commissioner?
Being a good listener. Now, you have to make decisions that you think are best for the county, but you need to be a good listener and listening to the constituents and seeing what their views are, because they may have something that's really important that they want to share with you that you hadn't even thought about. So I think being a good listener is really important.
Miss Robbie, what role do you feel a county commissioner has overall in county government?
I think overall they need to be doing what is right for the entire county. And sometimes people get put into a situation where they think about their district by itself and what is best for that district. You have to look at the big picture and think about what is best for the entire county. And sometimes as a county commissioner, you have information about a question or concern that's coming up that not everybody has that information, in that maybe they haven't listened to the radio, they haven't watched TV, they haven't read the paper, and they don't know the information that you do. So you're privy to a lot of good information before you make decisions, and I think it's important that you take advantage of that.
During your time on the county commission, what are some areas that you feel like have been addressed and some strides have been made in those areas?
Well, of course, keeping our tax rate the same for all these years is one of the most important things. And I think our new buildings that we have and seeing that our school system is as best as we can make it, I think that's really important.
Miss Robbie Melton is our guest on Meet the Candidates. She is seeking re-election to the Overton County Commission out of District 1. Miss Robbie, in terms of growth, what areas would you like to see maybe have some significant growth in the years to come in Overton County?
Well, I really like Overton County the way it is. So growing a whole lot, you know, it has its good points and has its drawbacks. And I just like to see that we maintain the small town county atmosphere that we have, but taking advantage of all the possibilities. And with the schools, I want to keep our schools in good shape and see that children have all the possibilities that are out there for them.
Speaking of schools, one of any county's biggest fund expenditures are schools. Do you feel the local school system has been a good steward of the money being spent on schools?
Well, I think they have done the best they can. There's little ups and downs that we run into every now and then, little glitches. But all in all, I think our school system has done a really good job of seeing that the money is spent the way it should be spent.
We're at a time where people seem to be in demand for more and more services. How do you go about prioritizing those services?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I tell you what, everybody has their own priorities, they think. And you just have to listen to people and get their views and get different views and be as fair as you can about that. It's not an easy thing to do, but you just have to use your best judgment.
Miss Robbie, do you see specific things you feel the county needs to do a better job of?
Well, I think we can always improve in a lot of different areas, but I do want us to keep our schools as up to date as we can keep them. And that's not an easy thing to do. I think it's important to have a good director of schools and have good teachers and good opportunities for our young people as they go through our school system.
How important do you feel it is for the county to have a strong working relationship with the city of Livingston?
Oh, that's a really important thing that we should do. We should always work together to see that the county and the city are improving and doing things to make us have good progress in our relationships. And I am really proud of what we have done in the past. I see our court square and our community and our county putting on activities that you don't see in a lot of other small counties. And I think we're just a shining light of how a county and a city should work together.
Ms. Robbie Melton, as you meet with and speak with local voters, what are you hearing from them in terms of some of their concerns?
Well, I think they're concerned about our growth, and sometimes they don't understand that some of the improvements we're making are covered, and they don't understand that we really work hard on the budget to stay within our means. We don't try to go outside our means, and we do things that are a possibility, and I'm really proud of the way the county commissioners and our county executive have worked together all these years to do the best job they know how for our county.
Ms. Robbie, if you're reelected to the Overton County Commission, what will the voters be getting in Robbie Melton as their ongoing county commissioner?
Well, I hope they're going to get somebody that will listen to their concerns and will do the best job that she possibly can as a commissioner. I take the job really seriously, and I try my best to stay up to date on the issues that are affecting the people in Overton County.
Ms. Robbie Melton has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, she is seeking re-election to the Overton County Commission out of District 1. That's today's Meet the Candidates. If you missed any part of today's show, be sure to visit Newstalk94.1 online for the on-demand audio. Our producer is Jake Wallman. Thank you for joining us for Meet the Candidates. I'm Tom Duggan.